Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A Hodgenville farmer will continue to lead the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board during the next year. First-generation row crop farmer Ryan Bibbins says he feels it's important to serve his industry.
As a farmer, and it doesn't matter if you're a farmer or what you do in life, I think it's important that you belong and work for your industry. You know, I've served for years in the Kentucky Soybean Association. I kind of graduated from that and moved on, served my time limit there. And, you know, it was only a natural progression for me to step in and serve on the promotion board, which handles the checkoff dollars.
Bibbins adds he's pleased with the way the soybean checkoff dollars are being spent.
We've been very frugal in how we've spent the dollars. You know, we make sure we're spending them on things that are giving a return on investment for Kentucky soybean farmers. We look at a lot of different research projects every year. We work on a lot of different trade packages as far as helping with some teams or whatnot in foreign countries, some projects in foreign countries. You know, one big thing that comes to mind all of a sudden is aquaculture.
He notes the money is being used to explore markets we typically do not think about.
We think about livestock feed. We're thinking about cattle or hogs. We don't think about how big aquaculture is. And when you get in some of these foreign countries, especially in the Asian market, you know, that's where a lot of their protein comes from. You know, so that's something we've looked at a whole lot. You know, and you know, it's just as a natural, as a soybean farmer, I take a lot of pride in it and want to do what's best and want to do my best by serving other my fellow soybean farmers out here in the state.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
Service is the foundation of everything we do at Kentucky Farm Bureau. Whether it's sponsoring a Little League baseball team, helping legislative leaders meet the needs of Kentucky farmers, serving as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, or helping policyholders recover from a loss. We are committed to serving Kentuckians and have been for 100 years. Why Farm Bureau? Because together we will make Kentucky a better place to live and work. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Soybean Promotion Board Chairman Ryan Bibbins says the hope is farmers eventually see a return from their checkoff dollar investment.
What your hope is when you invest those checkoff dollars, whether it be a research project through UOK or something internationally or whatever, you hope that that turns and comes back around so that it creates more demand or it increases yield for Kentucky farmers. It somehow puts a dollar, an extra dollar back in the Kentucky soybean farmers' pocket.
He adds the committee tends to be very responsible with the money that comes in from the soybean checkoff.
And I tell people all the time, you know, I'm an open book. I like for, you know, people want to question me, you know, but I'm a soybean farmer as well. I pay into it. So, you know, I'm not only investing my soybean dollars, I'm investing other people's soybean dollars.
Bibbins is joined by Jed Clark of Mayfield and Larry Thomas of Elizabethtown on the committee. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.